We are learning Maseches Be'ah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Continuing the Shaila, if you let it check the Bechor for Mum on Yontif. So Ami Vardino, this person, his name was Ami Vardino, Rashi is Tupshotim. Either he says he was very nice looking, just like a rose, or he's from the place called Vardino, which actually was not such a great place. There were a big tzari ayin there. But either way, Ami Vardino, have Chazi Bukhra de Bein Asiyah. Hava, he was the one who used to check the bechayrus of the Bein Asiyah. On Yom Tov, he didn't check. He never checked any blemishes of bechayrus on Yom Tov. Also, they went to tell Rabbi Ami. This is not Ami Vardino. It's Rabbi Ami. He says, "Look, Ami Vardino, who's a mumcha in checking mumim, he doesn't want to check on Yom Tov." He's doing the right thing. The lechazi, he's doing the right thing. Not to check. We actually had Reb Ami earlier on in the Amud, and Tavan Amud. The Reb Ami himself didn't want to check either. Great thing about Kasha, ain't he? But Reb Ami gufechazi. Reb Ami himself, we find, you know, we heard that he used to check. He himself used to check for movement on Yontif. So how can you say that shapik avid? So the Gemara, Reb Ami kichazi meesmal vechazi. He didn't check on Yontif. What you were seeing was like this. They used to bring the Bechor to Reb Ami for Yontif, and he took a look at it, and he saw it was a mum, but he didn't finish processing this heter. And with Yontif, on Yontif, Shuli come and Shaili, then he finished processing and asking all the questions, Heichi Ava Uvdin. He used to ask him, Shuli come and Shaili, Heichi Ava Uvdin. He used to ask the Kahanim exactly what the story was. Now, why do you have to ask the Kahanim exactly what the story was? Like the Gemara will explain, and Rashi brings it down right away here, that the halacha is that the kohen, of course, if he makes the mum, then it's disqualified. It has to happen by itself. And a lot of times, there's a big yetzahara to make a mum, because we're talking about after the Beis Hamikdash Zecharav. You can't even bring it for a carbon. And what you have to do is take care of this animal, feed it, take care of it, clean it, make sure the animal is healthy. And then, when it gets a mum, you'll be able to shecht it. And that costs a lot of money, takes a lot of time. So for them, the best thing is give them a mum right away and shecht it right away. So it's a big yetzahara. And therefore, every time they came to certify the mum, we had to make sure that they didn't make the mum on purpose. The Kahanim did not make the mum on purpose. And the Gemara gives an example of it. Kaha, the Hu Gavra, the Icy Bukhra, Kameh the Rava. There was a certain kohen that brought his Bukhar to Rava to check. A pine the Mali Yom Tov. It was Erev Yom Tov, right before Yom Tov. And Rav was busy getting ready for Yom Tov. Have Yosef Rav become Chayav Reishi. Rav was busy shampooing his hair, washing his hair, like covered Yom Tov. So he brought in the Bechar, Dali Einei V'chazi L'mumei. He picked up his eyes, he saw the mum, okay? He saw the mum. And he didn't ask me any questions. He didn't ask me any questions. Amalei Zila Inna V'tala Macha. Go now, come back tomorrow. Yosef Macha, the next day the Kayin comes to get his heter. Omar, so the Kayin says, Heichi Hava Ovda, how did he get this mum? Amalei, so the Kohen tells them, have a shadin sari v'ach gisa dehutza. There was these sa'ir and barley on the other side of the fence, and this fence was made out of thorns. Have a iu b'idach gisa, and the behemoth was on one side, and the other side were the sa'irim. But had the boil of mecha, he wanted to go over the fence, stick his head over the fence to get some of the sa'irim, ayel rei sheyo parte hutza svasei. His head and it got caught in the thorns, and the thorn split his lip, which is one of the mumen brought down in Mesechtas Becharis. That's one of the mumen. So Amalei Dilma at Gramplay, maybe you caused it, maybe you did it on purpose, maybe you put those sa'irim on the other side of the fence on purpose in order for the behemoth to go try to eat it and get a mum. Amalei lied. No, I did not do that. And he brought a riot to it. He said, I did not cause it. So, like upon him, you see this idea that you have to make sure to ascertain clearly that the kohen did not cause the mum. And the mum cannot be checked on Yontif. That's what's coming out. If you allow to sheet this. But if you check it before Yontif, you could finish processing the heter by asking Shilas on Yontif. Now, you might ask a question about Bechar. What's the makar that you can't cause a mum to a Bechar? Not Tamer the Grama also. Who told you that a Grama is also? Maybe it's only an Isser to actually slice the lip of the animal. But if you set it up in a way that the mum happens by itself, who said it's asa? So the Gemara says, I'll show you from a drash on the pasuk. The pasuk says, mum lo yiyah bo. The pasuk says that you should not have a mum on. It says, ishki yikrav zevach som lashem lefali nedon adava vabokar vatsoin tomim yilir atsoin kol mum lo yiyah bo. Make sure there's no mum. And the Gemara darshins, like Rashi explains, that mum lo yeboy is kilu. It says mum lo yahayeboy. That you should make, you shouldn't give it a mum. Mainly, you only see from here, you shouldn't actually give it a mum. How do you know you shouldn't cause it a mum? I did something else. What's the example? You shouldn't bring some dough, some figs, and put it on the ear of the Bechar. The dog will come, and he wants a piece of dough or a fig and bite it off and bite the ear off. So it's only a grandma. How do you know that? Tamaloyma, it doesn't pass a kol mum. It says, Oma mum, and then it says, Oma kol mum, doesn't say mum lo yiboy, which would be mum lo yahaboy, kol mum lo yahaboy. And kol is marba, even grama is asr. And that's the makar, that a grama is asr, even to cause a mum on a bechar, even the grama, it is asr. Like upon him, that's what comes out from the Gemara, that you're not that you're not allowed to make a mum, and if there's a mum by itself, then you let it, then the kohen's allowed to shecht it and eat it. But big machlokes with Rav Shimon, if you are allowed to do this on Yontif, and it seems like most Tanoim and Amoraim go with not like Rav Shimon and not doing it on Yontif. So, the Mishnah Vayta. This Mishnah will discuss a little bit about Muksa. Behema Shemesa, a behema that died on Yontif. That means before Yontif it was healthy and you're planning on using it to eat at one point, to shecht it, but here it died. And if it dies, it's not ready to eat anymore. It's the Vela now. Should not move it from its place because it's muksa. Umaisa, the sholos of Tarfin Aleha. One time, Rav Tarfin, they asked Rav Tarfin a shayla about this behemoth that died on Yontif. They also asked him about a different shayla. What about chala? Chala is something to separate from the dough to give to the kohen and became tameh. So the halacha is that cannot be eaten because the same thing of truma tameya. Can't be eaten. And the halacha is, what do you have to do? You have to burn it. You have to burn it. So therefore, it was a shayla about muksa. When Nicholas Levitz Medrash of Shal, Tarfon went to his marriage to ask this question, we should not move its muksa. So both the behema and the chala is muksa. Now why is the chala shinit ma'as muksa? So like we said, it's not rooted to the kayim because you can't eat it. And he has to burn it. And but the halacha is, Rashi says, that you're allowed to. Rashi says what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to either burn it and use it for fire, for fuel for fire to have light, or for cooking, or to give to your animals. You could do with challah and mas. So therefore, Baruch Rashi, what's the problem? Let me give it to my behemoth, or let me use it for fire on Yonta. So why is it muksa? So Rashi answers that we have a halacha in sarfim kachim b'yomtif. What's the reason? Even if I'm going to use it, Lamai said, since sreifa is a mitzvah, a sreifas kachim, so therefore, since sreifas kachim a mitzvah, it's chashav ha-malacha, and that's not tzarech yomtif, that mitzvah of sreifas kachim. Therefore, it's aser to burn kachim b'yomtif. And even if I'm going to use it for my ner, I'm still not allowed to do it. Why can I give it to my animal? He says it's the same thing. Since it's halacha now, you're not allowed to be mevair. You're not allowed to be mevair kachim on yontiv. So giving to the animal is like getting rid of it, and that's also on yontiv. Now Tais doesn't like that. Tais doesn't like that if it's mutter to give to the animals. So why can't you give it to the animals on yontiv? That's not called making a fire. A fire is because it's malacha. It's not a malacha. Therefore, Tais is a different pshat. Tais says you're not allowed to give it to the kelev at all. Because there's a mitzvah of a sreifa on kachim. You're not allowed to give it to the kelev. The only way you're supposed to get rid of it, they're burning only, because it's a mitzvah. And now they're giving it to your animal. I think he brings down the Gemara, and Pesachim says, you give the chametz to the animal. He says, that's because the chametz, there the chametz is different, there's no mitzvah of sreifa on chametz. There's no dafka like by kachim. No, there's a din of beer. And beer you give to your animal. That's the Tosfos speaks out. Back upon him, that's what Rashi says over here. The chal shenetmaas. The reason why it's not royu for anything is because you're not allowed to mevar. You're not allowed to sreif as kachim is also yontif. You're not allowed to give it to the animal either. So, but the Gemara is not going to talk about that. The Gemara is talking about the first part of the Mishnah that says if behemoth died on yontif, you're not allowed to move it. It's muksa, and you can't feed it to the animal either. Why? Because it's muksa. Because at the beginning of Shabbos it was royu for Adam. It was slated to be for a person. So muchan l'adam lev muchan l'klav. That's the pshat. It's not mukham for animals. It's not prepared for animals. It sounds like here it's a stam mishnah, not like Rav Shimon. We know Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda argue all over Shas, and it's Be'ikir, and Mesechta Shabbos, and Mesechta Zbeya, if, and Mesechta Shulin, if there's a muksa, the muksa on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda holds there is a demuksa, Rav Shimon holds there's no demuksa. And one of the places are, it's a Braisa and Mesechta Shabbos, the Tanya. Rav Shimon Omer, Mechatrin, as a Dlun Ve Behema. Number one, you let it cut up the gourds in front of a behema. That's al tircha. It's not a problem of tircha there. And another halacha, which is machlekes, is v'nevela afnei kolav. As v'nevela afnei kolav, you let it cut up even the veil that died on Shabbos. The behema died on Shabbos. You let it cut up the nevela and give it to the kolav. Rav Yehuda Eimem lahoisa nevela me'arav Shabbos asura. If it wasn't available before Shabbos, it's also so the place of Shimon Rav Yehuda. So pashas machlekes is: do you say migudis katzah yibein hashmashos? That since Ben Hashmashos wasn't Royu, it's not Royu. The Rav Shimon holds no Migudus Katsai. Rav Yehuda holds it is Migudus Katsai. Therefore, since the beginning of Shabbos, it was not Royu for Klavim. Therefore, it's Muksa. And our Mishnah is saying, the ladies in Mekayim, it sounds like our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah like Rav Yehuda. My answer is no. I feel the same with Rav Shimon is Maida to a certain extent. Feel the same with Rav Shimon, Maida Rav Shimon Bal Chayim Shemesu Sha'asur. Rav Shimon is Maida that a Baal Chayim that dies on Shabbos is Asa. What's the Pshat? Like the Gemara is going to say momentarily is that what's the Pshat of Rav Shimon? So we said, oh, Pshat is because it does not hold in a Migudis Katzai. But there's another Pshat. Avadi holds Migudis Katzai ben Hashmashah is Asa called Shabbos Kul, which means even Rav Shimon agrees, something that's not Royu at the beginning of Shabbos is Muksa. But Rav Shimon holds that there's something called Yoshev Metzapah, that something that it's possible that it's a become muta on Shabbos, then he's not maksadaita from it. It's called Yoshev Metzapa. He's waiting for it to become royu, and therefore it's not muksa. So by behema, if it's as healthy as an ox when it comes into Shabbos, so then it's definitely muksa because the Yoshev Metzapa. But if it's musukenes, if it's almost dying, so then there's a Yoshev Metzap on it. And another example, a regular classic example of Yoshev Metzap is the oil that's lit beginning of Shabbos, and then the candle goes out, and you have leftover oil. So according to Rav Shimon, it's not Muksa. Why? Because Yoshev Metzap waiting for the candle to go out. So with Baal HaChayim also, if it's Mesukenes, then it's Yoshev Metzap. But if it's healthy, it's not. So we're saying, even Rav Shimon will agree that here was a healthy animal before Shabbos and dropped dead on Shabbos. Even Rav Shimon will agree that it's Muksa. So the Gemara says, "Oh, Nicha, that's good." Lamar Barameh Meshvei the Rava, who says that Rav Shimon is Moed Da'ama, Moed Rav Shimon Bal Chaim Shemesu Shasurim, then Shap, then it's good, because that man the Amar, Mari Barameh Meshvei the Rava holds that Rav Shimon agrees to Migu this Katzai, and he holds the only time it's Mutter is Yeshiv Metzapa. Here's no Yeshiv Metzapa. Ella Lamar Barameh the Rav Yosef the Rava, but Lefi Mar Barameh the Rav Yosef Meshvei the Rava. That on Shabbos, that's also mutter. That he holds even that's also mutter. What are you going to say? Sounds like a Stam Mishnah, like Rav Yehuda, because according to Rav Shimon, according to Mar Brei Rav Yosef, a behemoth dies on Shabbos, even a one that was healthy beating on Shabbos, it's not muksa. So what are you going to say? It's a Stam Mishnah, not like Rav Shimon. So my answer, Tirgum Aziru, Behemoth Kachim, will say our Mishnah is talking about a Behemoth Kachim. And Behemoth Kachim is definitely Muksa. Why? Rashi says, because Asa Bahana, and you have to be covered. A Behemoth Kachim that dies is Asa Bahana, you have to bury it. So Rashi says, why can't you be paided? So Rashi has three reasons why you can't be paided. First of all, can't be paided because the lacha is they need a Hamadah Ba'aracha. Has to stand in front of a Bezdin of Kahanim, and they shots up. They evaluate how much it's worth. When a behemoth is dead, it can't stand in front of the bezdin. Therefore, there's no amad of aracha. That's the reason number one. The reason number two is because ain paidim kachim l'hachal klavim. You're not paid to something if you're not gonna. It's not gonna be used for people. You're not gonna paid to something to give it to dogs. It's an avin avela. So if you paid this kachim, you don't paid the kachim to give to dogs. That's number two reason. Number three reason: if you hold your paidim l'hachilim klavim, but by yomtiv you're not paid to. Since it's not really royu, it's not a tariq yantiv, you can't do this pidyon on yantiv. Therefore, our Mishnah is talking about that it was a behemoth kachim that died on yantiv. Behemoth kachim that died on yantiv. The halacha is that is asur behana, and that is muksa. So even Rav Shimon could agree Tekanami. I'll bring you a riot that's what we're talking about in our Mishnah. The Ketani says in our Mishnah, Ketani Alea, says together, when they ask the Tara from the Shaila, together with Chala, Baal Chala Shal Tmas. Ma Chala, the Chala is something that has to do with Kedusha. Chala has Kedusha, it's like a Chumo. Af Behema, the Kedusha was Behema, that's Kodesh. But now the Gemara says, I'll tell you, Akash and Fakert. Ela Taima, the Kedusha, Hod Chu and Shari. Now we're saying that's Much, that's talking about Kachim, Shavadik. Dafka Kachim, that is where it's Muksa. But if we Chulin, it would not be Muksa. And who could that be like? It's only a fear of Shimon. And what do you see? Fear of Shimon, even a healthy animal that dies on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, is not Muksa. You give it to the Klavim. Ah, it's Machlokes. Honicha, Lamabri, the Rabbi, Shimon, Apelachayim, Shimei, Sumitarim, Shapir, that he holds even a Balachayim that died on Shabbos, Yom Tov, his mother, so it's good. Ella, Lamabri, Rabbi, Dom, Wader, Shimon, Balachayim, Shimei, Sushasurim, that he holds that if it's as healthy as an ox when it comes into Shabbos, the halacha is that it's aser and only by musukenis, only if it's in danger. Then you see Yeshua Mitzapah, Mike Levine, what are you going to say? Because our Mishnah sounds like that only kachim is muksa, but chulin wouldn't be muksa. So it sounds like it's a riot. There are Shimon holds that across the board, a behemoth that dies on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, is not muksa. So my answer is, Akamai Askinon, Bimusukenis, and Divri HaKol. Rashi Kuri's not Gur's Divri HaKol. But let's explain the Gemara's Taras. Gemara's Taras is, we're talking about behemoth kachin that was misokenes. So then, was in danger to die. So there, if it will be chulin, taka would not be muksa. Why? Because that's called mukhan according to Rab Shimon. Masha inkein. Now that it's kachin, it's asa bahana. So the reason why it's masha from Rashi that he's not gerus divrei hakol, because Rashi is still going according to Rab Shimon. Because if you're Rab Yehuda, even by misokenes, it's still asa. Because that's pasha, that's muksa, that's called muksa. Because migul is katzoy, even if it was in danger, erev Shabbos. That's why Divrei HaKol is a little shver. But there are those who agree with Divrei HaKol, the Ran, and he says that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees by musukenes will not be muksa. He learns that the words of Divrei HaKol. Akapanim, that's our Gemara. Just to recap quickly, and our Gemara it's saying is that a behema that dies on Yom Tov, according to Rabbi Yehuda, pasha is muksa. According to Rabbi Shimon, pasha is not muksa. But the Gemara says there might be one man that holds that it is muksa if it was healthy before Shabbos, because he holds the migdus katzai. The only time he's mat is by yoshev and mitzapa, which means by musukenes. And but the other man that says no, that Rav Shimon holds across the board. That's like there's two ways to learn Rav Shimon: Mar Berei, the Rav Yosef, and Mar Bar Meimar, that they argue about how to learn Rav Shimon. Zok the Mishnevayta. Ein nimnim ala behema lechatchila b'yom tiv. You're not allowed to. We'll see in the Gemara what that means exactly. But we'll teach now what it means. You're not allowed to go to the butcher on Yom Tov and say, "I want to buy a piece of meat for this amount of money," or to go together with 10 people and buy a whole animal and split up the price and figure out the price. You can't buy something with figuring out the price on Yom Tov. You're allowed to buy something on credit, but you're not allowed to speak out the exact price of it on Yom Tov. Avol nimnim ala behema b'yom tiv, but you could decide to buy it before Yom Tov, and then you can split it on Yom Tov, that's fine. Which means like this, let's say you didn't buy it before Yom Tov, and you didn't talk about price before Yom Tov. What you could do is, you could pick out a behemah on Yom Tov, you could shecht it and split it, and then after Yom Tov, you make a cheshbon. The Gemara will elaborate on these dinim momentarily. So, the Gemara, my ein nimnim, what is it, taich, ein nimnim lechatchila, ein nimnim al behemah lechatchila by Yom Tov. What does that mean? Om Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, Ein poiskin damim. You don't set a price on a chilah behemah Yom Tov. You don't fix a price on a behemah on Yom Tov because that looks like mekach hamemkar. And like Rashi speaks out, it's already a gzeira and sefer Ezra already not to do mekach hamemkar on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So heichi avid. So what do you do if you didn't make the price for Yom Tov? You go to the store, buy the behemah, shecht it. And then you'll figure out after Yom Tov how much you owe him. But what do you mean? The thing is dead already. How are you going to figure out how much it's worth? Amarav, maybe shtei behemais, umamidim zu adzu, vayme zu kazu. When you go to pick up the animal, you take another animal that's similar, and you say, okay, this is like this, okay, I take one animal and shecht it. And then after Yom Tov, you go to the other animal, and you figure out how much it cost, and that's how you know how much the animal you bought cost. Tayinam ha'achi, we'll bring a raya from a braisa that Shmuel's pshat in the Mishnah is correct that ein nimna means you know a pesek dom. It says in the Brayso, Yom Adam Chaveroi, Hareini Imcha I want to be a shutuf with you, besela, with a seller worth of basa. I want to buy $100 worth of meat from you. Can't say that on yontif. What you could say is hareini imcha. You can't say leyama adam chaver hareini imcha besela hareini imcha b'shtayim. I'm with you with two seller, one seller, two seller. Aval oimer loy. But you could say hareini imcha lemechza v'shish raviya. What you could say to him is that I want kaibim statu with half the animal, or a third of the animal, a quarter of the animal. I didn't say a price, just how much of the animal. And then after Yom Tov, they'll figure out the price. That is allowed, and that is fine.